I want to welcome all of you all that have been excited and patiently waiting for the conclusion of Daniel chapter 10. We are at our Tuesday noon Bible study here at Cross Culture Church, and we are understanding prayer, we're understanding our faithfulness to prayer, and we're also understanding in this chapter 10 where God will give us a preview of what is going to happen for not only our admonition, but we have advanced knowledge so that we can pray and be an encouragement to all of those that we are to come in contact with. So in the first part of 10, we have a situation where Daniel has had a revelation, and in that revelation, it not only was different from the other because he had a revelation of himself in this. The other times he had saw visions and dreams and he had an interpretation, but it's a little bit different here in 10 because he's being spoken to and it's affecting him. He's not interpreting that for anybody else. It's right there in his face. So we're going to move from that part to move right into 15, but I have to go back to 12 so that we can understand that he has prayed and he's getting an answer to his prayer. And in the answer to his prayer, he's been given the revelation of the vision.
Question. When you are reading chapter 10, moving forward, wouldn't you say that Daniel is recapping what the vision was that he was shown earlier?
Absolutely. If you all did not understand what he's saying, what we have here in 10 is an explanation of what has happened, because this is what we're going to have to draw from to understand how do you interpret not only a vision that's given to you, but everything that's involved with it. And I'm going to explain that in just a minute. He going to get to you. I'm teaching. You can add this.
I got it.
You
teaching. Go back.
No. Look. This is how I roll. I can get into teaching mode. All right. So let's go. Let's get to the meat of this. Let's go to 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princesses, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. All right? Are we all together where we are right here? Mm-hmm. Anybody got any questions?
I don't have any questions, but I think it would help if you understand what the prince of Persia with the what the prince of the kingdom of Persia, how he functioned. You know, because these are demonic angels, right?
Well, I'm glad you brought that out. This king of Persia right here is a literal king.
Okay.
All right, and what he's doing is he's aggravating and agitating the Jewish people. They're in bondage, and he's causing and wreaking havoc upon them. He is not only jealous of the fact that they have a God, and he's already seen that their God is working. He's being very mischievous and very hateful toward them. So while Daniel is doing this, has put this prayer out, he's not only all into the prayer part, but he's having to deal with this king, just like he's had to deal with all the other kings, even though in the midst of all of this, he has rank and power. Now, him being in bondage and him being over other princesses and everything, that was a whole nother thing going because of his favor. everybody that he's over not liking the fact that he's yet a prisoner, but yet God done favored him to be over them. So there's a whole lot of undercover stuff that's going on. And of course, we already know back before, he's already been putting the lines in. They done already drummed up charges on him. He's been praying three times a day. He's been holding fast to the fact that he's not going to stop doing what he's doing. He's not going to be swayed one way or the other because he's going to stick with his God. All right. But now he has put forth a petition and he's been praying and he's waiting on an answer to his prayer. We've already talked about the fact that he's put down his plate, right? Mm-hmm. He's put down his plate. He's been praying and he's been waiting on the answer. So now here comes the answer. Here comes the answer. All right. 14. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. This is the answer that's come to him in reference to his prayer. What does it say? It says, I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people. What has Daniel's job been the whole time?
To prophesy.
To prophesy. Daniel is the man that God has in place to prepare his people for what's coming. Right? Mm-hmm. So now what he's saying is you've got this vision and this is what the vision is for. Number one, for you to prepare my people for what's coming. In the New Testament, it goes like this. I will let nothing happen to you unless I talk to you about it first. Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody. God's not going to let anything overtake you. God's going to always prepare a way of escape for us in the midst of everything that's coming. But we're looking at it right here in Daniel. And what is going on with Daniel is God is preparing Daniel to prepare the people. For us, how do we get it?
Through the preaching of the word.
One way. Another way?
Prayer.
Because isn't this book of Daniel talking about how a man is faithful in prayer and how God informs him? So now let's go back. Through the Spirit of God, through prayer, and through study of the word, God prepares us for the future. And if you have a vision and if you have a dream, who is that vision and dream for? Uh-huh.
For you first.
Right.
And then for you to share with others.
All right. If God has prepared us for something, is it just for us or is it for others?
It's not just for us.
It's not just for us.
It actually, we're going to get blessed by it, but it's for us to be a blessing to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I want you to stand back from the scriptures and look at it from another perspective. If here's one that's been praying for revelation for the people, doesn't that behoove us to do the same thing?
Yes.
Now let me tell you, let me move it ahead to the right a little bit. Intercessory prayer has to do with us standing in the gap and making up the hedge for somebody else. We got plenty of scriptures, which I'm not going to go, but I know you Bible students can get in there, that said that we should pray for others. God said, if you pray for others, not only will I take care of you, but I'll definitely go ahead and take care of the others. If two on earth agree as touching anything that they desire, what's going to happen? It shall be granted. So our whole goal is, number one, through Daniel, to understand that we must be prayer warriors. Number two, we must be prayer warriors. Number two, that we should be sensitive to the Spirit of God and not be impatient. Not be impatient. Just because you pray, you need to understand that your answer has to be worked out. And sometimes it's going to come fast and sometimes it's going to come slow. It depends on God's plan and who he's working with. All right. I'll give you a classic example. If you are believing for somebody in your family to be saved, Okay. And you put a petition before God and you go in and you fast and pray and you believe in for this person to be saved. Whose responsibility is it to save them?
God.
So whose timetable will be worked on in reference to the saving?
God.
So then why do we get all bent out of shape, impatient, start badgering God about why they not getting saved? Lord, I've been praying about this thing for a month, and years. But then it's all in God's timing, right?
Right.
So we're looking here, and he was waiting, and he was wondering why he didn't get an answer, and the angel came and told him, said, "Listen, there was a lot of other stuff I was contending with that you didn't understand with all of this mischief going on." Right? This king of Persia has been cutting up all time. On a spiritual end, I was had to work with him before I could get the answer back to you about this revelation. So now we have to be patient and understand that God is yet working, even if we don't understand and see how he's working.
Spiritual warfare.
Spiritual warfare and battling against wickedness in what? High places. All right?
We also need to be praying with faith. We need to believe that God is answering that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're praying and not just calling out words, that's not really believing that, you know, God's going to do it. Mm-hmm. So we need to pray with faith, not be double-minded.
Okay. It's a meat on that table. Y'all ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
Where we stand before God has to be dealt with first before we pray. So impatience is something that we have to work on even as we pray, because that is going to hinder how you receive back your answer. If you have, I'm going to go back to the illustration. I want us to think. We got our thinking caps on now, right? And spiritually wise. So if you're praying that a relative be saved, but you're impatient, it could be your impatience that's holding up your relative. I know y'all don't want to hear that. I know because guess what? God would like to use you in a certain area that has to do with your relative. But your impatience is blocking that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you saying, "Lord, whatever you need for me to do, however you need for me to act, however do you want me to respond in this area, I know you're God and I know you're sovereign, but I want to be sensitive to your will and sensitive to your spirit in this particular area." Because if you just keep badgering God about a situation, he's trying to tell you, you might need to call him and just give them a word of encouragement sometime. Sometime they may call you and vent about something, and you don't even need to respond to it, but say, "We ought to pray about that,"
mm-hmm.
instead of going off. So while God's trying to work with you, you impatient, and your whole focus is, why is this thing not happening like it should be?
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We have to understand how our position is when we pray, right? And our attitude when we pray. And then that God is sovereign in the midst of our prayers,
mm-hmm.
because it's all about God. And we are just the vessels that he want to use during that. All right. Mm-hmm. Estelle.
My question is, I don't feel that I'm impatient, but do I stop praying for my son's salvation? Do I stop praying? If I've already gone to God, I believe that it's going to be done.
Uh-huh.
I even had the Holy Spirit to tell me that everything that's happening now is for a reason and a purpose,
mm-hmm.
for him to be prepared for what God has for him to do. So do I stop praying? Do I cease?
Well, there's a twofold in your prayer. Let's I'm gonna get into this media, but I want us to get the benefit from all of this. There's two P's involved in this: prayer and then praise. And then you can put a T in there, which is thanksgiving. So if you believe that your prayer went up to God, and the fragrance was right. You know, so our prayers could be a sweet smelling savor as they come up. Mm-hmm. And if you believe that all of that is happening, then the next thing you do is you start to praise God mm-hmm. for who He is. And once you understand who He is, then that builds up your confidence because,
right.
one, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask of things. And when you start thinking about if He can make an axe head swim, if He can make a fish cough up a gold coin, if He can save you with your bad self, then surely God can do something. Right? So now you go from the faith, you go to the praise, and then you go to the thanksgiving. If we would thank God more for what He's doing, mm-hmm. that would get us all out of this anxious phase and all of that. Because mm-hmm. when we enter into His gates and when we come into His courts, we need to come in there with a different attitude than gimme, gimme, gimme. And how come? And I've been waiting. That's it. All that doesn't get anything. That's not going to get you in there. You got to come in there the right way.
Yeah.
And once you get faith in God and know who He is and all that, a lot of your prayers will change. They will. They will. Because it'll stop being about you and yours. And God know how to take care of you and yours.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now let's look at it from another standpoint. If we go to Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all the things that you desire will be granted." Now, isn't a prayer for your family one of the things that you
That's
could
right.
be desiring?
Yeah.
But if you're seeking first the kingdom of God, then that means that you're trusting God to take care of all these things that's all around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where Daniel hits in a lot of different areas that you might not have looked at, but I want you to take a look at it, because in the midst of all of our praying, we need to know where God is, and we need to consider where we are, right? And that God is going to interpret this thing and put it into a perspective, what? That you can get, all right? One, He says, "I want you to understand that I'm going to give you something that you can help your people with in the latter days." And then the next part of it said, "For yet your vision is for many days," which means this vision will take you for 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the road. He's not just giving him, like he had before, an interpretation of somebody's vision that was for the moment. He's giving him a vision to give to the people for many days, which means, guess what? When I give it to you, it's going to take you past next month. Next year, because guess what? Something's getting ready to happen. So this is preparation time for something that's getting ready to happen. And I'm going to speak to you here prophetically very shortly about what's going to happen to you. And mm-hmm. I want you to get ready for it. All right? Say, "I'm ready."
I'm ready.
All right, let's move on here now. 15. "And when He had spoken such words to me, I set my face toward the ground and I became dumb." What we got going on right here? Anybody?
He understand.
Not only is he not understanding, he is traumatized by the fact that God has sent somebody to speak to him in such a manner. Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with us? When God puts His light and revelation in, we look at ourselves and say, "Are we really worthy mm-hmm. of such a dynamic as this word coming like that?" Mm-hmm. He was shown His weaknesses in the flesh, and what happened? He fell and couldn't even talk.
Mm-hmm.
He like, "Oh my God, I'm getting this much revelation?" See, we are weak in the flesh. What does the scripture say in the New Testament? When we are weak, that's when God is strong. Right? So here Daniel is a reflection of who we are. When God really speaks to us, do you just get all emboldened and say, "Oh, thank God, I got this revelation out of it"? Do you say, "Oh, oh my God, what a responsibility I've been given"? This is what I would call the big H for humility. Right? Because it's really not about me. It's the fact that God has counted me worthy
That's right.
of revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
that he says in the midst of all your toe up from the floor up, your attitude, your everything, he still will impart to you revelation knowledge, not only for you, but for somebody else.
Amen.
So we see his frailty, what? He couldn't even talk. So he, in the midst of that. As you go back into the Old Testament, everybody that God spoke to, did they not feel some kind of way about it? Moses, all of them, everybody, when they got in God's presence, everybody got shook to the core. Right? And through your praise and worship and time before God, the first thing that's going to be showing up is you. Because when God shows up, that light's so bright. That's why repentance is number one. Hello, somebody. Before we bring anything to God, we need to understand where we are, all of that, and say, Lord, prepare me for this word. Right? Because if you in there talking about bring it on, God, I'm ready for it. Really? That sounds like a lot of pride and big head to me. Maybe it won't knock you to the floor and maybe you won't be speechless, but at least acknowledging the fact that the Supreme Being has counted you worthy of revelation like that accounts for something. So he fell to the ground and he became done. 16. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. One like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Here is not just necessarily a being that he doesn't have any consciousness of who it is. It's somebody that he looks to see that has some similar features to himself. So when he touched his lips, it wasn't like it was a big experience from on high. You know how some people, it's oh my God, I heard him speaking. It was like a voice of many waters. No, he got it right where he could get it. When he looked, he wasn't scared and terrified, but he understood that God was working. And when he touched his lips, it gave him strength to speak. How does that work today in New Testament times? I'm glad y'all asked. You can be in a service and through a message, God can touch you in a way that you hadn't been touched before. You can be riding in your car and listen to a song, and that song will minister to you in a way you don't know really have a personal relationship with that one that's singing, but what they're saying touches you in your spirit. And God bears witness to that thing. Right? And then bring on some confidence and say, ooh, that I've been talking about, I don't know about you, but you know, God can have a whole lot of ways that he can use people to come in your path and say certain things to you. You don't know them, they don't know you, but boy, they speak and it just bear witness that, ooh, that was God talking. Right?
That's right.
Now we've had an anniversary here and a lot of people came and said a lot of things and it touched and bear witness. You know, God know how to bring folk in the similitude of who we are, of like manner in flesh, but yet they are empowered at that time to bring us what? Spiritual strength. Right? And encouragement. Right? So I want us to pull back and look at that. And let's just get all the meat off the bones as much as we can in this period of time. We got some good time, so let's work with it. He said, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. He said, this that I'm getting ready to see, and this is what I'm looking at, is overwhelming.
Yeah.
Now, I want to help you all today. This that God got you to do in this lifetime is overwhelming. If God was to show you everybody you need to talk to, everything you needed to do, you would pass out. Because in your strength, you don't see how all of that's going to happen with you. Hello? God can do more with you, just the way you are, than if he was to inform you of all you can do when he ready. Little bit at a time, here upon line upon line, precept upon precept, experience at a time. But guess what? The more time you spend with God, the easier it is for him to work with you and start to get you where he need for you to be. Now, we talking about Daniel, right?
Right.
So now let's go back and see who Daniel is. Daniel is a prisoner, number one. He's been taken captive. He was taken captive at a young age. Right. So right now, he's already has experienced some things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now, his relationship with God, where is that? Where is he now from where he was before? He's at a whole nother level, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you would pray 3 times a day consistently for 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, you're going to move from here to over here.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? God got something for you to do right here. And as you continue to do that and you go up to the next level, God got another step for you to take.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our responsibility to make that commitment to say, I'm going to get in here 3 times a day. I'm going to shut this flesh down sometime. Sometime I want them bonbons, cakes, and when I wake up in the morning, I want that cup of coffee. God said, no, want me. Want me. Desire me when you wake up in the morning. Seek me early while I might be found.
Amen.
See, you got to have a heart of dedication and saying, I want all that God's got for me. Somebody in here got to make that decision. I have to make it on a regular basis. Because, see, I'm not like you super Christians and stuff. I have to talk to myself. I'm like David sometimes. I had to encourage myself in the Lord. Yeah. And I've been praying, too. So I had to say, ooh. And go forward in this thing. So here when we look at Daniel and we see, he said that vision, sorrows turned upon me and I retained no strength. He said it took more out of me this time than it did all them other times when I was interpreting somebody else's dream. Now this thing is mine. I got to digest all of this so I can give it out to the people. Let us recognize the fact that God's preparing us to speak to somebody. It may be a cousin, it may be an aunt, it may be a co-worker, it may be somebody at the grocery store. It's just that small a thing.
Yeah.
If we gonna be the salt, then don't you know that the salt gets spread out?
Mm-hmm.
You put it in a salt shaker, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being funny, but I'm just saying God wants to be able to use you in certain areas. You all are gonna see people I'll never meet. Some of y'all got relatives I never see, but God wants to prepare you to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose your flavor, then how is God going to use you? If you're not connected, then how can God tap you on the shoulder and talk to you when you don't let the world get your attention? Don't you know there's a struggle going on out here?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's in the news. It's on the radio.
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet. Everybody's vying for your attention. But you have to say, I'm going to give God some of mine at least 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And that's not hard. If we take 10% of our money and give it in, can we take 2.4 hours and divide that up and give that to God? Is that grievous? is that a tough thing? Especially when you can do it a little bit in the morning. But a little bit at night and a little bit in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You talk more than 3 times a day. You eat more than, I'm sorry, y'all don't eat like that. I eat 3 times a day and snack. So I have no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And really, while I'm talking and being funny, we should enjoy talking to God. There should be some joy being in his presence.
Yes.
There should be some sort of peace and sweetness that comes
when we spend time around the throne. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house or the closet or what, or whatever secret place that you and him spend time.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I'm just talking to those on this podcast. So, because I know this group right here, they spend that quality time and they love being in God's presence. Amen. All right. 17. For what can the servant of this my Lord speak with this my Lord? As for me, straightway there remain no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. He's saying, how am I to get any of this when I'm so frail and have fallen strengthless? He's admitting that he's weak right now. Mm-hmm. Is confession good for the soul?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are y'all getting some of this out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel is us, Old Testament. This is where we should be right now. Mm-hmm. Understanding that there's some weaknesses and frailness in this earthen vessel that God's entrusting with his spirit and power. Mm-hmm. I got to pray harder than y'all. That's a little bit more expected for me. But I don't know what God is expecting from you. So where's your prayers? Huh?
Every much is given.
To whom? I love it. Mm-hmm. We got some Bible students. To whom much is given.
Mm-hmm. Much is required.
Much is required. Well, now I'm glad you said that, because the question is, how much have you been given?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you taken assessment as to what you've been given and what you're responsible for? Y'all gonna make me preach today. I really didn't want, I was gonna try to stay in Daniel, but since y'all gonna say that, much is given. If he gave you his spirit, this same spirit that raised Christ from the dead,
mm-hmm.
and you believe that, then aren't you responsible for handling that?
Yes.
So then why are you afraid to handle that? Why, when a situation come, you don't feel empowered because that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you? Why that spirit don't rise up in you when the enemy in your face and you said, get you back, Satan, you got nothing here.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, oh Lord, oh, I don't know how we gonna be able to get there. I done prayed about it in the situation. That where's that same power that raised Christ from the dead then?
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Why didn't it rise up then? Why you? But again, because we are in these earthen vessels,
yes.
Sometimes our flesh causes us to fall to the ground and we seem like we ain't got the strength. But we got to pray through that.
Yes, we do.
We got to pray through that. 18. Then there came again and touched me like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me. Y'all like how that worked? I was just telling you how sometimes you fall out, but what happened? The Spirit of God come right back and touch you again.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Sometimes we just stay down there. I tell people all the time, don't just stay in the valley. It said, lo, I walk through the valley of the shadow.
Yes.
I don't stay down in there groveling and get the mully grubs and beating myself up and let everybody else beat me too. I keep walking through. Keep walking. We getting anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
And say, so he touched me. In 19. And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. Yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, what happened? I was strengthened. And I said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Now, what happens in New Testament times in 19? When we read the Word of God, that Word of God, faith comes by
hearing,
and then hearing by the
Word.
And so when we read and study the Word of God, we should be strengthened in our spirit, man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When we forsake not the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is, we should draw strength. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
When we got prayer partners and people that are strong in the faith, when we call them, that iron sharpening of iron should bring on some strength. Right?
Right.
So what we're looking here is what happens when it says, "Oh man, greatly beloved, fear not." When I read this, I see that others God work with, and if he's no respecter of persons, I have no reason to fear. But this made Daniel feel good because it was personal to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is not this word personal to you? Did he not write this for you? Did he not have men of old to pen this down so that you can know that the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by what? The Holy Ghost. We've been given the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But the more you read it, you know, I tell y'all, you should all have at least 5 to 10 scriptures in your heart that no matter what day or time it is, you can just, and it just charges you up. I'd like to say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The next verse says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my strength, my God, in him will I trust. Then I get excited. It says, surely he shall. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get back. But I'm just saying to you, you should have something that you have read and retained inside of you that empowers you, that when you're weak, you can hear in your spirit that speaks to you and encourages your heart. All right? Beloved, listen, if you saved, he love you. If your spirit cries, Abba, Father, then why are you saying Abba, Father? Because you know that your daddy loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, somebody. This New Testament thing is letting us know that we not only do we have a father, we got a comforter, we got a strength, we got the one that supplies all of. I don't have to preach to y'all, but I'm just saying the more you read, the more you should be encouraged. And what it said, the peace of God that passes all understanding, how you going to get it? When you stay in his presence, he said, well, my mind is stayed on God, don't I get peace?
Yes.
Come on, Bible students.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here the angel got to come to Daniel, because in Daniel's time, the spirit came upon him. But now we got the spirit
within us.
All right.
Amen.
All right. It said, be strong, yea, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. New Testament believers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Somebody ought to be excited in here.
Yes.
Somebody. Sharon, you excited?
Of course.
All right. Somebody excited. Boy, she excited. She just been. No, Porsche excited. She'll hit me up later on.
This song just kept coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for you to ask questions and comments. But we sang this song a lot. In your presence, that's where I am and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Seeking your face.
Mm.
Yes.
And so the reason Daniel got strength, because he was in his presence.
Mm.
If we stay in God's presence, you can't help but get strong.
Amen.
All right, you Bible readers. When it said, when I walk in the spirit so that I might not fulfill the lust of the flesh, your flesh don't want you to be in the spirit. Your flesh don't want you to be connected with God no kind of way. It want bonbons, it want to sleep, it want to do gossip, it want to look at stuff, it want to do everything other than what God wants you to do. Hello, somebody. So it just behooves us to, as much as possible, to try to stay in it. Not that you're going to walk in the spirit and be all like this 24/7. But the more you spend time with him, the more sensitive you are to his leading and nudging.
Amen.
Okay?
That's right.
All right? Amen. So then you can say it like he said, let my Lord speak. while we're looking at this, how often do you ask for the Lord to speak? I'm just saying, a lot of times we spend a lot of time praying and not enough time listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because as we are throwing these petitions up, he got to wait until you get through with all of this stuff. You done put all these folk out there, you done all that. And he said, you know what? Mm-hmm. If you just praise me, I'll take care of all the rest of that. If you would just be quiet for a minute. What about the scripture where it said, be still and know that he is God?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But if your mouth running all the time, how is your ears open and how you intently listening to him? You know he's listening to you.
But sometimes when I be quiet, my mind wanders.
Mm-hmm.
I have to always check it. And
so you're a Romans kind of lady, right? you bring into captivity those thoughts that come and you slam them down to the ground, right? You take authority over that thing, right?
Yeah.
But we have to. Is prayer warfare or not?
It is.
Warfare.
Yeah. That's right.
So let us not be thinking about this as, oh, I'm just going to get down here. You know, man, the enemy don't want you praying.
No,
not at all.
I got a joke. Y'all know who the Sandman is, right?
Yeah.
The Sandman's the devil. Get down there in the evening time and act like you got all this stuff lined up. You're going to talk to God. When you wake up, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're still in that spot, boy. Because the Sandman done come in there, boy. Boom, we devil.
Well, I'm going to have to stop singing that song to my grandbaby.
What's that?
When I'm rocking him to sleep, I'm like, Mr. Sandman.
Send
me a dream.
He draws your words out of you.
Eyes, you know, start blanking and they get heavy. And I'm like, Mr. Sandman,
but it worked on it.
The devil?
Yeah.
Her words are haunting her.
I didn't hear
bro, nothing. You say
listen,
too much is given.
Listen.
It's much required.
But
you took that too far. Don't take that. No, you did. You took that too far. I'm just saying. The job of the enemy is to throw sand in your gears. That's all I'm saying. It's to gum up the works so that you will slowly come to a grind and then stop.
And
I'm going to tell you.
I didn't even think about it.
No, I was using that as an illustration. That was just an illustration. But it can be a phone call.
Yeah,
that's right. You can get ready to do something and your phone will ring and boy, they got this long, drawn out story. And next thing you know, an hour later, you done talked to folk. And you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. A lot of times, the enemy will bring stuff to you that no matter what you say about it, it ain't gonna change the situation. It's just to derail you.
Yeah.
Sometimes people, I'm talking to people and they get to talking. I say, you know what? Why are you not praying about this situation? Well, I just want to talk to you about it. I said, yeah, but you're trying to get a free counseling session here. I charge for the hour, by the hour to listen to this kind of stuff. Y'all laughing. But I can't let everybody tie up my time with foolishness.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to understand that sometimes people call you and they want to talk about some stuff. And when you said we need to just pray about this situation, you're talking about let's go into prayer right now. And them conversations will start to cut off because they really don't want to talk. I mean, they don't want to pray. They just want to talk about it. But they need an answer to the problem. And they calling you for the answer, not for you to go along with the problem. Well, I didn't need to talk to you about it. No, we need to pray about it. Because my talking to you is not going to help. God needs to talk to you. That's who you need. He can solve problems, meet needs, answer questions, and do miracles. Hello?
Yeah. That's true.
20. Then said he, knowest thou, therefore I come on. Do you know, in other words, do you know why I'm coming? And now will I return to the fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Gracia shall come. Now I'm going to help you with this one because I know some of y'all, when you looked at that, you said, what is he saying? He's saying, listen, I'm going to go and do spiritual things and get back to the battle that was at hand. But there's another situation coming because this next guy that come is what I've been talking to you about. Grecia is getting ready to take over, and they're going to be in bondage with another king.
Wow.
So the word of God was telling him, guess what? You still going to have to hunker down and love me and worship me, because one that's just as bad is coming after this one. Now, do we know here, well, I'm not going to say that. As we looking at Daniel, Daniel served several kings in several kingdoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so God had faithfully put him in a spot to help his people, along with showing people that did not trust in God that there was a God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying it's not over yet. Those that were in bondage were saying, when are we going to get out of bondage? Right? God told Daniel to tell him it ain't over yet. You still going to have to stay prayerful, because you still not through paying that price. We do understand, right, that they are paying a price?
Yeah.
Why were they paying the price?
For their sins.
For their adulterous, bad, not sticking with God lifestyle. So sometimes we look in a situation and we not wondering why things are working. It got to continue to work till it work it out. When I counsel people that's on drugs, my first thing I said to them, are you ready to be free?
That's right.
Because sometimes they're coming for the counseling, but they're not ready to be free.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
In their mind, they say, I don't want to continue on in this, but they ain't said it in their heart yet.
Mm-hmm.
So are you really ready for what's getting ready to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just going through the motions? There's a lot of people run up to the altar and they say, well, I want to get saved today, but they holding some other stuff in their back pocket.
That's right.
They don't want to turn everything over to God. They want to hold just a little bit back here and say, oh, I can work with it. No,
yes.
God said, bring it all to the altar.
Yes.
Huh? Don't try to hold nothing back and think, because you couldn't handle it before. That's why you really up there. Why you think you're going to be able to handle it now? You not. Now, I know that's for you all that's listening, because I got a group of faithful believers here. So understand that some things you're going to have to turn loose and let God. All right. 21. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael your prince. What is noted in the scripture? What's in the scripture? Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Strength. Yeah. Peace. Love. Grace. Mercy. What God has told you is not going to change. If God spoke it, he going to make it good. If he said it, it's going to happen. Right?
Right.
Do we believe that if God said it, whom the Son sets free is free indeed? Do we really believe that? Do we believe really that he's coming back and he gonna hold you accountable for that he's given you?
Yes.
Do we believe that we gonna be judged by every idle word that come out of our mouth? Do we really believe that?
Amen. That's right.
It said hold fast to what the scripture said, because what man said can come and go. But he said not one jot, tittle, if the T's crossed and the I's dotted, that silver. I don't care what you're looking at. I don't care. They've been saying for a long time, this is the end of days. We in the last seconds. We ain't no more hours no more. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, is that what your prophecy? You're going to prophesy something. Oh, I was reminding you.
Okay. Well, see, I was getting ready to go for it. So
okay.
Here we are in these last days. God has prepared us to be used in this last day. You all who have been in these Bible studies through Hebrews, Romans, Acts, John, have now been prepared to go out and do what God has called you to do. You have no more excuse. If you've read 50% of the New Testament, you're ready to go. You got to, number one, stop looking at yourself, because it's God that's going to work through you. It's not about you. In your own strength, you can't do it. But I can do all things. Who what? And that's what we need. What we saw in Daniel is what we got. We are weak in our flesh, but God is strong in His spirit. So I want you all to get prepared. Don't be dismayed with phone calls and people that you would not understand come and talk to you about certain things. Don't think it's strange now that all of a sudden you speak some things and then they start to happen. It's your time now. You all are no longer children. You're His child, but you're not a child. Mm-hmm. You've matured into some things. Some of you all said, I don't know enough. If you know God and know that the power of His Spirit dwells within you, that's enough. I said something very powerful today, and I'm going to close with this. That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility to use it. Mm-hmm. In prayer, it says, when you don't know how to pray, let the Spirit of God work with your spirit and help you in your infirmities. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, I don't know what to pray for. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for helping me in my prayer life.
Right.
Hello, somebody. We got to stop being crippled by what we think we don't know and deal with what we do know.